Okay, we're up to the Flamach Ches Amar Aleph. We're up to here, three lines on the top. We're going through that these different things that Moshe Rabbeinu passed down Halacha Moshe Sinai. Mikra Soifrim, Itra Soifrim, Kri V'Leksiv, Ksiv V'Lekri. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rab Acha Bar Ada, Rab Acha Bar Ada said, B'marove in Eretz Yisrael, Poskin Lahadim Psukim, L'Tlasa Psukim. They took the following Pasig and they broke it up into three Psukim. Even though in the Torah it's one, they broke into three. The puzzle by Yemen Hashem on Moshe. The Abijah said to Moshe, "Hine noichi bo elecha ba'av ha'onon." I'm going to come in the thick of the clouds. Ba'av yishma on bedabri imoch. I want people to hear. That's one pasuk. And the way it works is that's one pasuk. The next pasuk will be that I want people to believe in you, and that's break that up. And the third pasuk is va'yagin Moshe v'yomel Hashem. So we break this one pasuk into three. Okay. Says about. It's three different kudas here. No, it sounds like an asnacht. How do you do three? It's not two asnachtas in one pasuk. Four lines on the top. Says Gemara Vayter, Amar Rab Chama Bar Chanina Lo Hashem Moshe. You know how Moshe became wealthy? Ella Mipsay Losan Shaluches. He took home the fragments of the luches. Shenemar. It says in the pasuk, I want you to chisel out new luchas, just like the first ones you originally had. So when you psal la son, it says that it should be yours. So we say psal lucha. So we're saying psal la son shulcha. The fragments of the first luchas are yours, and that's how I became wealthy. The truth of the matter is, shivri lucha. I guess not all of it, parts of it. Good question. It says the Gemara that the Torah actually was given only to Moshe Lazar and his children. Shenema, it says you should write for yourself as if the Torah was written personally just for Moshe. It says Ksav Lecha, write to yourself. Pasal Lecha, you should chisel out for yourself. Maps Lasa Shalcha, just like we dashed him a minute ago, that was that the fragments belong to him. Av Ksav Shalcha, the Torah is for you, meant to you only. Says the Gemara, but Moshe Nagba Tevis. Moshe was a nice man, and he decided to be generous. When Asli Yisrael gave it to us, all of a kos of Omer regarding Moshe Rabbeinu. It says in the pasuk that Toiv Ayin Hu Yevedach. Somebody who is generous should be blessed. Kinos. So right now we're learning that the Torah was given to Moshe. And Moshe is nice. We shall see. Was nice enough to share it with us. Says the Gemara, Masi.
We're
not talking about the pieces, we're talking about the whole Torah, the contents. The content, the mitzvahs, everything was for Moshe. And Moshe was nice enough to give us the contents to us. Moshe, what are you talking about? It says, didn't we learn yesterday, but I see Tziva Hashem be'isahi l'alam, that's the Abishu instructed me to teach you guys. But I see Tziva, sorry. So the Chayda says, clearly Hashem told me to teach you. What do you mean he gave it out of the goodness of his heart? It says, Gemara, no, this is how you learn the Pasuk. I see tiva, me he instructed about the Torah, but va'ani lechem, and I decided to pass it on to you. Pretty much it says, rei lamadati eschem, I taught you chukim mishpatim. Kasha tzivani Hashem, like Hashem instructed me, clear Hashem instructed me to teach it to you. Again, midashin, I see tiva va'ani lechem, I was nice enough to give it to you. It says here, now write down, you should all the Eden should write down Pasha Zazinu. And Ashida, that we say means the whole Torah, Ashida lechud, so lechayda, we see that the entire Torah is given to the Eden. So we answer Hashira Luchuda. Only Hazina belong to the Eden. The rest of the Torah do not.
What about Emma Vamatos?
Yeah, that particular sentence. That's it. Lamanti Leah Shira Zagle. It says the Pasuk that this Shira should be an aid, but so aid is by what? About everything else in the Torah. And according to you, the rest of the Torah wasn't meant for the Eden. Moshe changed his mind. No. The entire Torah is meant for the Eden. Ela Pilpula Balma, the Pilpulan Torah. The union of understanding one thing from another thing, and all that—that's what Moshe gave us. And the Rosh says over here that the way the letters are structured, they're all Ramel. All the Seichel is Nirmez in the Tzudus of the Oisius. And Moshe revealed to us how the letters. Remember, we learned that Rabbi Kiva from a tag, from a little line sticking out, he was able to figure out all these halachas. Amr Rabbi Yechon said, "Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashchirin Osa." The Eibushter will not rest the Shchira. You have to have the following criteria: Ella Al Giba, you have to be strong. Be Osh, you have to be rich. The Chacham, you have to be smart, but Anav, you have to be humble. Now, the Gemara in Shabbat is the same Gemara. There it takes out the word Anav and it puts in instead tall, Godel. You got to be tall. And here it says, if you're not tall, you got to be humble. So it's not exactly sure, unless you really need all five things. All the information. Gibber, Hein Moshe is strong. It says in the Pasuk, Vayif Reishas Oil on the Mishkan. He spread out the oil on the Mishkan. Rav Amar Moshe Rabbeinu Parsa. He himself spread out the cover on the Mishkan. Uksiva, we know Eser Amos Elach Kodesh. How tall were the beams? There were 10 Amos. That means Moshe Rabbeinu was very tall. If you're very tall, he probably wasn't just tall and lanky. He probably was tall and strong. Thinking about how, you know, aim with the Adich Vikotten. Maybe he was tall, but he was lanky and he was not strong at all. Elamin Hadin Krov from the following pasuk. See what it says. Ve'etvayz b'shnei luchas. I grabbed a hold of the two luchas. Ashlichem ashtei yodin. I threw them down from my hands. Ve'ezben and I broke them. And what do we know? The luchas were made out of stone. And how big were they? Ve'tan we learned how luchas are kon shisha. The luchas themselves were 6 tefachim long. Ve'rach was 6 tefachim wide. Ve'avyon shloishin were 3 tefachim thick. This is stone, very heavy. And yet he took it and he smashed it. So that's how we know he's very strong. Oshir, I don't know, he's wealthy. Psal lechod, the Avisha said, chisel out for yourself. No, keep the psalus yourself. So lechod, yeah, you keep the psalus. Chacham, I know, you're smart. Rabbi Shmuel, the Tavayu, chamishim sha'are bina nivra ba'ilam. There are 50 levels of bina created in this world. The kulam nitnu le'maisha, and they're all given to Maisha Rabbeinu. Chaser achaz minus one, Shem, it says, but chasrei ma'at melekim. There's only one little bit less than Hashem, or malachim. He's missing one, the 50th. And where Hashanah we had, that's why it's called Har Navoi, because when he died, he got Har Nun Sheba. He got the 50th level. On of Hainu is humble, the Chsiva, Yish Moshe, on of Me'oid. We call Adam Pnei Adam, he was a humble person. I'm Rabbi Yechon, call him Mimashi Moshe, all the Naveen were wealthy, Menol and Hainu, all the Naveen were wealthy. Me'oshe, we know 4 Naveen were wealthy, so we're going to assume that everybody else is wealthy as well. A leader, we already had other places, Gadlei Me'achav, that the Kohen Gadol should be wealthiest, the Rav should be the wealthiest. Otherwise, if he's not wealthy and he's poor, he has to be nice to all the rich people to make sure he gets presents for them. Then he can't rule properly. So you got to give him a really good wage. He doesn't need anybody's favors. Who were the 4 Naveen? Moshe, Shmuel, Amos, Yaina. Moshe, the Sivit says, Lechamoid Echemem Nasasi. Moshe, it says, I never took a donkey from them. Now, what are we talking about? Didn't mean he never stole from a donkey. Ibele Agri, he never took a donkey without pay. La Fuki Man, the Shogla Agri, other people took without pay, they're Ganavim. So, what was Moshe saying? Big deal, I'm not a Ganav. He's given an example. That was the most particular form of travel, transport, and carrying all the things. El Afilba Agri, even didn't pay. Why didn't he pay? He didn't need to. I'm a rich man. How do you know? Maybe the Muslim money have it. Maybe he could afford to pay. He didn't want it for free. He didn't want to pay. And that's why. Who says rich? Elamin Pasalchop. Psalchop. Psalasin Yehishulchop. Like we said before, Psalchop. That means that Psalas is yours. Shmuel. Hainah Shmuel is rich. Seems in the Pasuk. He didn't want to be negative Hashem and Mashiach. They answered me against David against Mashiach. Yeah, show me the kach. Tell me whose ox did I take? The Chamoim me the kach. Did I take anybody's donkey? I never took anybody's things. Ibechinim. If he's saying I never took anybody without paying, La Pukiman the Shokel Bechinim. What he's saying? I'm different than all the guys who took without paying. I'm different than any of him. Ela Philip Eschad. I didn't pay. Why? Because I didn't need them rich. For anyone how do you know Zimbadon was poor? Ela Mahachav me. It says Bitshuvas Haramas. He went back to normal. Pshad. He went back to Ramas Kisham Bay. So that's where his house was. But we dash in Rama Rava, and Rava dashes. No, you know what Rava says. You know what it means? Kol Mokum Shahalach Beis Imay. Wherever he traveled, he had everything with him. He couldn't afford to have his servants and everything else and all his furniture with him wherever he traveled. Actually, by Shmuel, is a greater compliment by Moshe. Moshe the Benexiv, Loi Chamoid Echad Mehem Nasasi. I did not take even one donkey. That Philip Bizchar, I did not take, but it could mean I didn't take by force. Moshe didn't take Bizchar because he knew that if I asked you to rent it to me, who would have the guts to say no? And therefore, maybe that's a shame. It's like I'm forcing you. So he didn't take from anybody. By Shmuel said, "I feel baratzin leisachi." Even if you came to me, even the guy came to Shmuel. Said, Shmuel, please, I want you to rent my thing. The chesivit says the pasuk, "By yemer leishaktonu v'loy ratzosanu." I didn't even take it, even though you willingly offered me to take it. There's no shame involved. You came to me. Not yet, I didn't take it. You know what? Because I was rich. Amma, he's a chesivit. Yeah, I'm a matzia. He's a matzia. I'm not a navi, nor am I the son of a navi. Kiboiker. All I am is I have a big cattle, and I have the sycamore trees. I know I own all of these barns, and I have these saplings, these sycamore saplings. He's very wealthy. He was rich. See what it says. He paid the wages and went off. He paid from the entire ship, the sailors, and everybody else. You know what it cost to hire a boat ship 2,000 years ago? More than 2,000 years ago. Dalad Allah from Dina Dahaba, 4,000 gold coins. You know that'd be worth today? In the trillions. Yeah. And this is what he had 2,500 years ago. Just to put deflation in there. You ever look in the old chumashim? A leader should always be tall. You ever look in the old chumashim? You see a picture of Moshe very tall and Aaron very short and fat, short and stout. You look at it, you ever seen the shavlat of the old? Take the old chumashim, and the reason is because the Moshe and Aaron were shkulim, were equal. Shkulim also means equal in weight. Since we know Moshe was very tall, we know Aaron was very short because he needed steps to get to the menorah. It was only 3 feet tall, 3 amas tall, and there were steps. So if they both weighed the same amount, so it must be Moshe was tall and skinny, and Aaron was very short and stout.
Over tall, then look.
How do you know?
Well, if everybody's 5 foot, needs
all leaders are tall. All leaders are tall.
Even if it's three amas.
Sorry, Napoleon is very short. Three amas.
3 amas. So let's say it's 6 feet. So even if Alan is 6 feet, in order to work properly, you do need steps on it.
Exactly. But Moshe Rabbeinu was 20 feet. He jumped by Oygar Chaboshan and hit him in the ankle. That's how we work out how tall Oygar Chaboshan is. It's less. An arm is 18 inches, so it's 10 would be 15 feet. And 3 arms would be 4.5 feet. Pretty short. Today stands would be a midget. Here is Moshe Rabbeinu learned the Torah and he kept on forgetting. My problem. Abish gave him a gift. It says, at the end of the 40 days, he gave it to him as a gift. So Moshe Rabbeinu learned Torah and he forgot. I guess it's supposed to give us encouragement that even though you forget, keep on learning. Keep on learning. Mishnah. Remember, we're talking about Shimon said, made a ban on Reuven. I don't want you to have any benefit from me, and yet I can pay off your scholium and I can teach your kids. But also, I could feed your wife as one of your kids. And my colleagues are showing him, he's talking about the extra or generally all of it. Because I can teach, I can do all of it because I'm not giving you direct benefit, I'm just giving to them. Or I'm giving you, you give them the beer necessity, I'm giving them extra again, which is not, I'm not taking away a chayv of yours, so you have no benefit. But you should not feed his animals. You should not feed the animals because if I fatten up the animals, the balabas gains because he can shecht it and enjoy it. And he's benefiting from me. Now, bless him, it depends. He says he cannot eat it, you can feed. But you cannot feed a kosher animal because you can eat it, then you're he's benefiting from you fattening up his animal. What's the difference? He said to them, when it dies, the nefesh goes to heaven. Look at that. Behemoth's nefesh goes to heaven as well. The nefesh goes to heaven, but the guf is shaloi. But the body, the carcass, belongs to the owner. So therefore, and the flesh belongs to the owner, so you benefit it. But tmeya, nafsha v'guf is shemaim. The guf also is shemaim. Because no, you can't use it. So therefore, what there's no benefit, direct benefit to the owner. Omrulai, afa tmeya nafsha shemaim. They said, no, even tmeya, the nafsha shemaim. The guf is shaloi. Why? He wants you to sell the carcass or the tlefa flesh. Feed it to his dogs. So therefore, if I fatten the animal up, he's actually benefiting. He made a comment. Rabbi Yitzchak made a comment. Now, it's not clear who asked who. Did Reuven asked Shimon or Shimon asked Reuven? But if one of them asked the other one, the guy who made it, this was what he was talking about. You can marry your daughter can marry him. What's going on? Habib Rezeh, the mask, what's going on? Ilema b'shenichse avikal. Let's say Shimon had a daughter. And he said, Asturin al-Khazi said, Reuven, I don't have any benefit from me. And then Shimon takes his daughter. We're talking about a girl under 12 years old. Shimon has a right to marry to anybody he wants. And he gives it over to Reuven. Reuven, I don't want you to have any benefit from me. Reuven is benefiting from one of Shimon's assets. His daughter under 12 is considered an asset of Shimon. And now Reuven has a wife who'll take care of him and everything. Obviously, but it can't be talking about that case. Obviously, it's talking about what? Ella, kishenich say chosin asurin of yakala. We're talking about when the chosim of the chosin are asur on the yakala. The other way around. That the chosin said, Reuven, the chosin, he said, I don't want Shimon to benefit from me. And then he's marrying Shimon's daughter. So, lecheda, how is Shimon benefiting from that? Lecheda, gedoim zombie. So, the chidish is that what? That he's allowed to. A daughter, once she gets married, the father is no longer obligated to take care of. So what's a big chiddush? Of course you're allowed to marry him. We just learned in the Mishnah that even his wife, who he has to take care of right now, you're allowed to feed his wife. And the father's chayiv. You're saying you like my daughter? We're talking about with the nechassim of Davi. A kala is aser on the chassim. We're talking about what Rudy said. That Shimon said to Reuven, I don't want you to have a benefit from me. And Shimon's and his daughter is marrying Reuven. Why are you allowed to attack her? We're talking about Bita Begeres and Medaita. The girl's over 12 and a half. So the father's not giving her over. The girl's on her own doing it. So what's the father gaining from this? Nothing. So therefore, you're allowed to. Tanya Bahachi, Amoydin, Amechaveda, Oslas, Labita. You're not allowed to marry his daughter of a Messiah. Bita Begeres, you're not allowed to give your younger daughter because he's benefiting from you because you just gave him a wife. But if the daughter is over 12 and a half years old and she can do Medaita and she can do whatever she wants, so then you're not benefiting from it, and therefore it's all right. If I make a shvur to my son, I don't want two ways to learn Shadia. One, Moshe Shem learned, you tell the son, I don't have any benefit from you. I want you to sit and learn Teda. If we ask you to vacuum the house, don't listen to us. I want you to sit and learn Teda. No distractions, and don't use this as an excuse. So I'm making him, I don't have any benefit from him. I want you to sit and learn Teda the whole time. The other way around is, I said to my son that you're not going to have any benefit from me unless you learn Torah full time. But let's learn the first way, which is Moshe Shoinim. Even though you told your son, I don't want you to do anything for me, I want you to learn Torah, you're allowed to have your son fill you up a glass of water or to light a candle, which takes a minute. And by the way, it's not a distraction to his learning. When I asked him, I didn't mean that. I meant things that take time. I don't want you to be distracted. I want you to sit and learn Torah. Even he's allowed to go ahead and grill a small fish because it doesn't take much time. Also, he's not allowed to give me a glass of water. He's allowed to give me a kais shel shalom, the kais of peace. What is this peace kais?
Time before davening in the morning.
Close. Meini, what is it? Hocha tagim here. They say kais shel beis oval. We learned in Ksuvah that the whole reason why they made wine is for a base oval, that the oval should have wine. They made special brachas to calm him down. So to give in the base oval, if the person who said, I won't have any benefit from you, is an oval, then the person that it was acid is allowed to give him a cup of wine, a cup of peace. I never included that in my Isser. In my Rabbah, say, after you take a good hot bath, you have to have a cup of a drink. So that drink you're allowed to give. It's called a kais of peace. You're allowed to feed his avodim. You said to Reuven, I don't want Reuven to have any benefit from Shimon, so why is Shimon allowed to feed Reuven's avodim mishvachas? My timer, what's the reason? Avodah v'shivchaysav haknanim leman chrusa avidun. Behema liftumi avida. Behema is meant to fatten up. So if I feed the behema, I'm fattening up the behema, so you're benefiting. But an evid is leman chrusa. Now, three pshatim in man chrusa. The Ran's gory pshat, the chrusa is nechida. What's the end going to happen to the evid? What's the point of fattening him up? They're going to die anyway. Nechida, they're going to get head cut off. So there's no benefit. Or their whole job is basically to clean the house. It makes a difference if fat or skinny, they clean the house. Or the whole idea of evid is when I walk in the streets and people see that I have avodim, they think I'm rich. It doesn't matter, they do nothing. So as long as people think that I'm rich, that's the most important thing to me. So perception. So therefore, feeding them and making them fatten them up, I don't really have any direct benefit. I just do the Mishnah. If I said that I don't want you to have, Shimon says to Reuven, I don't want you to have any benefit from me. But then Reuven got very sick. Shimon is allowed to go ahead and visit the sick, do a mitzvah bigger chaylim, but Oymid, he should stand, he should not sit. I'm going to explain why. I'm allowed to heal him, I'm allowed to charge for the healing. You're allowed to heal him without charging. Because if you charge and then you don't charge and then you say you can keep the money, he's having benefit from you. But healing, I'm allowed to. We'll see tomorrow later why. Okay, we'll stop here. And see you tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Tomorrow's very nice Gemara. Now this Shabbos is a very, very short block. And I'm sure you're not going to do the run. So if you guys can do part of Sundays, then we can get the whole thing going.